Good morning and welcome to the conference call on the occasion of the presentation of the annual financial statements 2009 of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Drew Burns, Investor Relations Manager of Vision, as the moderator of this conference.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to first apologize for the time and the delay in the start of the conference that's due to me. I finally managed to get a flight out of China and just stepped out of the airport a few minutes ago, which is why we had to delay it until I made it off the plane. So apologies for that. We appreciate all of you dialing in to participate in the call to discuss our full year 2009 results. I'm happy to have both our CEO, Mr. Chen Guoping, and our CFO, Henry Chen, on the line with me today to answer any and all questions that you may have. I'll go through the presentation that was circulated prior to the call very briefly, since I'm sure everyone's at least somewhat familiar with the company and the business model and at least the preliminary results that we released back in February. And then try to leave as much time as possible for all of your questions. In brief, the company business model is comprised primarily of three components, the first of which is the hardware, which is wireless data cards. Those are the primarily used with laptop computers. Our wireless data cards connect to the cellular networks of all three telecom operators. That's the CDMA 2000 EVDO network of China Telecom, the WCDMA network of China Unicom, and the TD-SCDMA network of China Mobile. These three network operators are operating the 3G standards, which began commercial operation in May of 2009 in China, and we've seen a strong effect on our hardware sales from the propagation of that technology. For 2009, some of the highlights you see in the box on the right on page 2 are that we experienced a 73% growth in sales revenue year over year to 2009, and our cost base being located entirely in China has been another competitive advantage for us. I see a strong EBIT margin of approximately 28% for the year and a net profit margin of 24%. Over the course of 2009, we continued to develop our series of products for the hardware aspect of our business, coming out with 12 new wireless data cards that cover not only the three different technology standards that I mentioned, but also all possible interfaces through which one could connect to a laptop. In addition to the hardware, we also have two other aspects to our business model. The VNO, which stands for Virtual Network Operation, which came into operation in Fujian Province in mid-August 2009 with China Telecom, and in Fujian Province with China Unicom in December. And that model actually also includes the iPhone. And then the Mobile Business Club, through which our members use an internet portal to access a package of services that we provide and make available to them for an annual fee of 240 Chinese yuan. If you look on page 3, you see some of the financial results that were highlighted on the previous page. Our sales volume finished at 1.65 million. And we, again, enjoyed a 73% increase in revenue. That is due largely to the advent of 3G technology, which had a dramatic effect on our business. 3G technology was only being commercialized for about half of 2009, and we still experienced a 73% increase in our sales. So 2010 will be the first full year of 3G technology in China. On page 4, if you look at our sales volumes, broken down by month for 2009 and then the first 3 months for 2010, you see that the 3G momentum built throughout 2009, beginning in May, where you see it's delineated by the dotted line, and then continued into the first 3 months of 2010, all three of which have been strong months for us. On page 5, we've maintained our strong profitability. I think Henry, could you make a few comments on the on page five, the revenues and then our margins?
Yeah, we see that a wireless cell card revenue accounted for the vast majority of the total revenue, over 96%, and the membership service revenue accounted for about 3.7% of total revenue in year 2009, while VO revenue accounted for we just started the VO business model in last quarter of 2009, so VO commission revenue accounted for very very small part of the total revenue of 2009. So
okay.
About the EBIT amount, we can see that the EBIT amount increased by 50% from year 2008 to year 2009, and the net profit increased by 34% from year 2008 to year 2009.
Okay. Thank you. And then the last two pages we have before we get into questions, page six, you see we've continued to maintain a very strong balance sheet all the way through to the full year 2009. And then finally, on page seven, the final page we have here, what we look for in our sector in China in 2010, we expect the network rollouts to continue. As I mentioned, this will be the first full year of 3G in China, with commercialization only beginning halfway through the year. In 2009, we've already seen a strong start to the year. For Vision, for our outlook, we have a unique position as a supplier of wireless data cards with a long-standing relationship to all three of the major telecom operators, something we feel we can leverage or have already begun to leverage into the VNO model beginning late last year and into other aspects of services, software, and value-added industry applications that we can see as channels in which we can continue to expand beyond the hardware, which has been very strong business for us to this point. As Henry just mentioned, it accounted for about 95-96% of revenue for the full year 2009. We expect that to continue to be a strong growth driver, driven largely by the large growth we expect to see in the market for wireless data cards. But we have a very strong position through our status as a supplier that we look to leverage into other aspects of the business, further opportunities for which we would expect to see emerge as the markets continue to mature. That's essentially the overview of our results and a little bit of an outlook as to where we see ourselves going. If our CEO and CFO don't have anything to add to that, I'd be happy to take any questions that anyone on the line might have.
Shall I open the question and answer session?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it is your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. For your questions, please press star 1 now. Thank you. First question is coming from Mr. Nicholas von Stackelberg from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking my question. My first question is on the monthly run rate. You have, of course, continued to report monthly sales since the end of December, and those have shown very healthy growth. Where do you see that monthly run rate trending? For the first 3 months of 2010, it stood at 212. Where do you see things headed from here?
Okay. Thank you for your question. First of all, Henry, Mr. Chen, and myself are all in different locations, so I'm actually going to have to translate that over the line. So 1 second, please, while I translate that for our CEO.
陈总，他就是问那个每月我们这个销量都公布呢，然后他看我们一月份，是我们分析师 Nicholas 问的，他说这个
一月份、二月份、三月份，每月比每月要强。然后说我们如何看待这个销量？就是说我们会继续增加，就是一个月比一个月强，还是会就是放慢这个速度，还是会继续的快速的增长？我们如何看待？
陈总，
陈总您在线吗？
听得见。
OK， 我刚才说的那个都听到了吗？
听到了，没问题。
OK， 那您先说吧。
你说什么？
就说我们这个一个月比一个月的销量要大，这个会继续快速增长，还是会放慢，还是怎么会？将来我们这个销量会不会继续增加？
这个销量的话，我们这个继续增加的话，这个速度不会放慢的。
OK。We expect to see continuous growth in the sales volumes without any dramatic slowdown.
Okay, thank you. And then,
Nicholas, I can make some more comments based on Ms. Chen's comments.
Please do, Henry.
We can see that in the first quarter of 2010, from January to March, we published a 3-month sales volume, which is the public information I can talk about. So in the first quarter of 2010, we sold about 636,000 Wallisay cards, which already accounted for about 38% of the total sales volume of year 2009. From the fact we can see that the sales volume experienced rapid growth in continued to grow in year 2010, and based on our past experience, Q1 was not the strongest sales volume quarter in the whole year. Basically, Q2 and Q3 would be stronger than Q1 and Q4 because of the holiday effect, more holidays in Q1 and Q4. So that's why Mr. Chen said the sales volume will continue to experience rapid growth.
Okay, thank you. And while, maybe a second question, if I do my numbers right, then the tax rate appears to have been 11% in the fourth quarter of 2009. Now the statutory tax rate for the full year is closer to 12.5%. Does this have to do, or what explains this, that the tax rate was somewhat lower in Q4?
There was kind of a little bit time delay for the application, submitting the application form and the final check from the tax authority. So on a quarterly basis, there is a little bit slight difference between the final approved figure and the applied figure, but there's no kind of big difference.
Okay, and then finally, I think in the fourth quarter you changed from euro to RMB as your functional currency. Can you just walk us through what impact that had?
Yes, this was kind of new change while preparing the annual report after the IPO. We had discussion with our auditor basically in mid-February 2010. Big Four accounting firm together with Grant Thornton and BDO had a joint meeting and had a kind of new explanation on the IFRS based for the functional currency of the holding company. Basically, if a holding company functions only as a holding company, the functional currency of the holding company should be consistent with the functional currency of the operating entities. For Vision Group, the operating entity's functional currency is RMB. So the according to this new explanation, the functional currency of Vision Wireless Technology AG should also be RMB. So this will have some impact on the financial statement, basically. according to the calculation for year 2009, because of such change of the functional currency of the holding company, Vision Wireless Technology AG, this cost kind of about 150 to 160,000 euro impact, negative impact on the financial statements, on the income statement.
And all of that impacted Q4 numbers?
Yes. And in 2010, we can see such impacts will still exist because the kind of situation is that we have a euro cash position with Wireless Technology AG, and so if the functional currency of the AG company is RMB, that means if euro continue to depreciate against RMB, we see a kind of exchange loss will go to the income statement. And we are discussing about further steps to hedge or minimize such negative impact. And one more comment about the exchange rate issue, because all the functional currency of entities of Vision Group is RMB now, and along with the appreciation of RMB against euro, since the Vision Group's financial consolidated financial statements are presented in euro, that means the appreciation of RMB against euro will have generally have a positive impact on the income statement because of such appreciation of RMB. But if we have, as we just explained, because we have a euro cash position, this will have some negative impact of the appreciation of RMB against euro.
Thank you very much.
Next question is coming from Mr. Thomas Klant. He is an investor. Mr. Thomas Klant, may we have your question, please?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
Ben, one question regarding production costs. What about facing problems due to shortages of materials? Do you see higher costs by the production in the last time?
Okay. 陈欢，你觉得你回答还是陈总回答这个？陈总回答比较合适。OK， 你先说这个问题吧。
啊，陈总。
谢谢他听。嗯。
陈总。
Mr. Klump。
Yeah.
We will translate this very quickly for you and then get you an answer.
你说，
陈总，你听得到？啊，是这样的，刚才这个投资人他问了一个问题，就是说。投资者问了一个问题，他就说，关于制造成本或者说生产成本，我们有没有会有可能面临一个制造成本上升的这么一个可能性？由于比如说原材料的缺乏。
不会的，制造成本随着我们量的增加，应该是越来越便宜的，不会增加，不会因为现在呢，这个 3G 的芯片和这个是越来越多的公司做，不但是高通做，其他公司也有在做。
Okay. We don't expect to see an increase in production costs. Actually, the opposite would be that we do experience some economies of scale. So as our sales volume continues to increase, the economies of scale actually keep our costs down. In addition to materials, which enjoy the economies of scale and keep the costs down in that regard, there are other companies now besides Qualcomm that are starting to do the 3G chipset, which also creates price competition, keeps the prices under control with regard to the 3G chipsets as well.
Okay. May I have another question regarding the business model regarding the website? What about, is there an increase or what do you expect to have the memberships in your website?
Okay. One moment while I put the question through. 陈总陈欢他就是问这个移动会员俱乐部会不会有什么样的增长。我就跟他讲吧，是稳定的吧，然后不会涨得特别啊。那我说吧。Okay. We look at the business club. You're asking about the mobile business club, the online portal, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. We look at the mobile business club as being a complementary or supplementary source of revenue
to the major growth drivers, which right now primarily, as our CFO mentioned, are the hardware, which is 95% of revenue, and what we hope increasingly will be the VNO and some of the other aspects of 3G business that we're looking into. The business enjoys a very high gross margin at 94%, and right now we're at about 240,000 members. We expect to continually add new members at a rate that would be described as more gradual and steady, as opposed to any rapid growth with Business Club. It's not outside the realm of possibility that we could double the number of members, but that would likely compromise the strong gross margin we see in the Business Club, and it's not currently one of our key growth drivers. So we look at it as more a complementary aspect of our business model, but it's been beneficial to us, especially given the high gross margin that we enjoy with it.
Okay, fine. May I have another last question regarding the VNO business? How what percentage of the total turnovers would it be in the foreseeable future? Is it more than 15-20%, or what would it be?
Okay, let me put that question through as well. 陈总，他就是问那个现在 VNO 占的这个总收入的比例非常小。 他说将来会不会达到这个 15%、20%？ 就是这个 VNO 将来会多大呢？
我们这个未来的网信的战略里面 VNO 是我们的服务，我们现在的服务 不但是 VNO， 我们还有其他的服务的这个收入，从这个 2011年开始， 未来的我们的服务收入肯定会占在 15%以上。
Okay， 所以说 VNO 加上那些其他的就是 15%
以上，对对对。
Okay，
从长远来看。
Okay， from a long-term perspective， the VNO， if you look at it as a non-hardware aspect of the company business， or a value-added service aspect， we expect to continue the VNO and to expand it， and at other new value-added services and industry applications， especially beginning in 2011。So at about a three-year horizon， the VNO along with the other services we would add would get to be over a 15% portion of our overall revenue.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your questions.
Welcome.
Next question is coming from Mrs. Lisa So from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
Sure. Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my questions. I've got a few questions. Firstly, can you comment on the pricing trends that you expect in 2010? I know that in your monthly sales, you said that prices are stable, but I think we are just entering one of the procurement rounds now within China, and that's normally when we start to see some rapid price deflation. So if you can comment on what kind of pricing trends you expect this year, please, to start.
Okay, thank you.
陈欢，这个你来说吗？还是陈？我先回答，陈总来做一个补充吧，尤其是中长期的这个价格的这个趋势。Generally, because we are preparing the 2010 Q1 report, we can see that the average selling price of Q1 was quite stable compared with year 2009. We didn't experience price decrease in Q1 2010 compared with year 2009. So in a short time period, we are confident with the price development. But in the long run, the price of wireless card will definitely experience a price decrease. There's no doubt about that. Based on our previous estimation, that price will experience kind of 5 to 50% price decrease. But if we, on the other hand, if we see the sales volume development, we see a much stronger sales volume development, which can compensate the price decrease. 陈总。 我刚才讲一下，然后您来补充一下。这个翻译是怎么了？我不太听得懂啊。我给你翻译嘛，就是说，刚才就是，
问了一下，就是说关于这个单价是未来的趋势会是怎样的。我说我们正在做这个今年第一季度的这个第一季度的报告，然后呢从第一季度的情况来看呢，第一季度的销售单价跟2009年相比并没有降低，是比较稳定的。那么从长期来看呢，网卡的单价肯定是会经历一个价格的降低的，这个降低幅度大概比如说是在5%-15%之间。
你是这样，你这样子回答就是说，现有的产品在价格是肯定是不断的这个有一定的幅度的降价，但是呢作为这个通讯产品的规矩和我们的策略，我们不断用新产品和不同的外观来保证我们的这个单价。
The current products that we have, of course it's natural and inevitable that the price will decrease for that line of products, but what you see in the industry is a rule that as older products steadily decrease in price, newer products come out to replace those that being newer and having new features demand such a higher price. So we expect to maintain price stability and competitiveness with new product designs and new features that replace the older ones as prices of the older ones inevitably gradually decline.
Thanks. Can I also ask, in terms of your market share for 2009, whether you believe that was stable, declined or increased, and also what your expectations are for 2010?
Okay. 我们这个 let me patch it through really quick. 我们这个市场份额在2009年跟2008年是增长了还是降低还是稳定，然后2010年会怎么市场份额？
你说什么？
市场份额我们2009年跟零
喂喂，
陈总，你听得见吗？
市场份额什么？
陈总，你听得到我说话吗？
听得到。
OK。刚才他的问题是这样的，就是说我们整体的市场份额2009年，我们认为2009年我们在整体市场份额当中，我们的份额是稳定的还是降低的还是在增长，这是第一个问题。第二个问题是说2010年的时候，我们认为我们的市场份额会不会有什么样的变化，这个变化如果有的话会是什么样的。
OK。2009年的市场份额，我们在非常市场竞争非常激烈的情况下，我们是稳定的，但是我们总量是比2008年增加了很多。
Okay, let me translate. Mitchell's comment is that in year 2009 we experienced very highly competition environment, and our market share maintained stable in year 2009, and we see that the sales volume experienced a rapid growth in year 2009.
2010年的市场份额，我们想我们是不会比2009年的市场份额占有率低。
About year 2010, Mitchell's viewpoint is that we are confident with the market share. That means we will not have a market share decrease compared with year 2009.
因为我们现在明显的在中国联通方面，网讯的销量已经超过了华为。
Okay, an example is that the sales situation to China Unicom. Vision is stronger compared with some other major competitors.
所以说我们觉得这个保持和增长是非常有信心的。
So that's why we are confident with maintaining the market share and making effort to even increase the market share.
Okay.
And sorry, can I just ask another question? In terms of your market share with the individual operators, I know that you don't break that out, but can you tell me who you think you will get the greatest share with in 2010 and also who you think you'll have relatively less share with this year.
Drew, are you still online?
I just got back on. I was dropped off the line for a second, so I didn't hear that question. Could you repeat it, please? I'm sorry about that.
Sure. In terms of your market share with the individual operators this year, can you tell me who you expect to get the most share with?
Okay. 陈华，你来讲吗？还是？
陈总他回答比较好，就是说他的问题是这样的，就是说关于我们在每个运营商的这个市场份额，他的问题是说我们认为我们在哪个运营商的市场份额是最大的。
是现在还是未来？
现在和他认为未来吧。
我认为我们网讯未来会在这个中国网讯的优势会在中国联通里面市场份额会最大的，其二是中国电信，其三是中国移动。
Okay. In a longer term outlook on it, what you would expect to see, thank you, is that it's a, that will eventually have the strongest market share and closest business cooperation with China Unicom, then followed by China Telecom, and finally China Mobile would be third. But that's in a longer term outlook.
Thank you.
There are no further questions now.
Okay.
There's one more question from Mrs. Lisa So. May we have your question, madam?
Hi, sorry, just a follow-up question. Two of the other major wireless data card providers in China have actually identified mobile broadband as one of their key growth areas this mm-hmm. year. So in that respect, are you actually seeing the market getting more competitive this year relative to 2009?
Okay. One moment while I put the question through. 陈总，他是问这个。 一些其他的公司，我们的竞争对手，就是他名字没有说出来，但是这个中兴、华为，就是说他们说，对于他们来讲，10年他们的一个增长点就是这个无线网络，那这个会不会使得我们的行业竞争变得越来越激烈？我们会不会感到更大的压力？
喂。
喂，刚才这个问题你听到了吗？
我听不清楚，这边听不清，再说一遍。
OK， 就是说他问的是我们的竞争对手一年会着力于 3G 的发展，会不会让我们觉得尤其是这个无线通讯，会不会让我们觉得我们这个竞争行业里面的竞争越来越激烈，我们的压力越来越大
？OK。竞争是已经跟我们在这个中国这个市场里面竞争已经7年到8年了，我觉得这个最激烈的时候已经过去了。
If you look at it over the course of the history of our company in the sector, over the 7-8 years that we've been doing this business, the most intense era of competition, has already passed.
第二个就是主要网讯能做到今天，最主要我们是非常专注于无线通讯领域和我们的优势，这个对运营商的运营模式非常了解。
Okay. And because we've made it through that period of time of the most intense competition, it's not to say there isn't intense competition now, just that we've made it through the toughest time. The reason we've made it through that and continue to be so successful is our very central focus on this industry and our thorough understanding of the manner in which the telecom operators work, their needs from their suppliers, and our unique model of sales and marketing model of operating closely at the provincial level with them.
所以说的话，我们在这个领土，因为中国市场太大了，这个在竞争的过程当中，我们会获到的这个份额也是非常正常的。
Mm-hmm. And it's such a massive market that through the competition that's been taking place by working hard and maximizing our advantages, we've managed to stake out the market share that we have.
所以说这个未来的竞争是正常的，但是我们会非常适应于中国市场的竞争，没问题的。
Mm-hmm. So it's perfectly normal and understandable that there will continue to be competition in the future.
However, we've staked out a very strong position for ourselves, which we'll continue to leverage and maximize.
Thank you.
There's one more question from Mr. Nicholas von Stackelberg. Maybe you have question, please.
Thanks for taking my follow-up. This one is on capital expenditure. It seems like you have actually not spent a whole lot in the fourth quarter. Let me ask one specific question. Have you, in the meantime, acquired a developer license from Qualcomm? And if not, when do you think this will take place?
陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总，陈总
说高通的这个生产和平台授权，如果会的话大概是什么样的一个情况？
我们已经最近在计划在干购买高通的 HSPA 的这个方案，但是我们会再买，但是呢会买的可能大概我们会在计划买，但是可能会在六月份会买它的平台，新的平台。
Okay. 这个消息能公布吗？还是不要
公布？
Okay. We're in the process of planning to purchase developer license without a specific timetable for doing that.
And is this in any way delaying the possibility of bringing some of the R&D in-house, which would be one source of leverage?
Okay. 会不会推迟我们的研发计划？
不会，我们一点都不会推迟，我们已经开始在，因为很多东西是相同的，我们都在做了。
Okay. Knowledge should not have a negative effect on any of our timetables for the development of our R&D, because a lot of things that are part of these plans can be done simultaneously.
And finally, have you had a chance to assess the chipset product for wireless data cards, particularly from ST Ericsson?
Okay. 有没有机会就是看一些其他的芯片公司的产品，并做一个评价，比如说 ST Ericsson 他们的产品，我们觉得他们跟高通比较，觉得怎么样？
对，我们已经在做了，有三家都在比较了，都在比较，不但是高通，他说的富强队，还有其他的，我们也在考虑。但是因为现在目前就是我们还没有完全的这个谈成熟，就不愿意对外公布，不方便。
Okay. Well, there are three different companies that we're looking at very closely and evaluating. But since this process is still an internal evaluation and analysis process, we can't speak too much about it publicly.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
For further questions, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. We are having no further questions, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you to everyone who dialed in and participated today. All three of us, our CEO, Mr. Chen Guopeng, CFO, Henry Chen, and myself, greatly appreciate that all of you continue to pay close attention to our equity story and our development. We're excited to be in the market we are, in the position that we've staked out, and we hope that you'll continue to follow us as we progress throughout 2010, which, as we mentioned, is the first full year of 3G. As I've said to probably many of you before, all of us are always available for any further questions that you have through email or by phone, so we appreciate you following our equity story and look forward to staying in contact with all of you. Thank you again for participating today.
We would like to thank Mr. Drew Benz, Mr. Huan Hin, Mr. Marty, and all the participants of this conference. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.